This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See you live off the record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and the World Athletics World Relays.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Don't forget that the Bahamas Red Cross Society's Fun Run Walk Push event is coming up. It's also a mini health fair. The theme for this, Heroes Among Us. The venue, the Red Cross Society headquarters. There's a route, and the route is going to be north from the headquarters on JFK Drive to the roundabout, west around the roundabout on JFK Drive to Lakeview Memorial Gardens. From Lakeview Memorial Gardens north on Bahama Boulevard to the main Bahama roundabout, south on Bahama Boulevard to JFK Drive, northeast on JFK Drive to the Red Cross headquarters. This is Saturday, May 11th, 2024, beginning at 6 a.m. Your cost to register, $30. And you can register online at www.4seasonsracemanagement.com. That's www.4seasonsracemanagement.com, or in person at the Red Cross headquarters. That's it, the Red Cross Fun Run Walk. Okay. Amen. Well, the biggest open secret in the Bahamas is now out. It is now confirmed that Dr. Hubert Minnis, former prime minister and former leader of the Free National Movement, is in fact going to contest for the leadership of the party once again. Once again. So there you have it. I surprise anybody. I'm surprised to the extent that there are some people who I would have thought knew that this was going to happen, who did not feel like it was going to happen, and who caused me, therefore, sometimes to doubt whether it would happen. Did not realize that this was happening. Would happen so. Having consulted with close relative, family, etc., Dr. Hubert Minnis is now going to contest for the leadership of the party once again. What say ye, now that you now know, now that it is confirmed? This a good thing, a bad thing? We live in a democracy. The Free National Movement is a democratic party. And so presumably we think it's good that someone is able to exercise their democratic right in contesting the leadership as he is. One of the things that always, and I mentioned this, I think, before to you, it always amazes me. So Dr. Eugen Minnis is now opposing the leadership of Michael Pintad. That's because when you offer yourself for leadership, you're saying, I'm better for you than him, therefore you oppose that leadership for yourself, right? And so they are now not on the same page insofar as the leadership of the party is concerned. And Dr. Minnis, I imagine, would see nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with opposing the party's leader and what have you, right? Would see nothing wrong with that because he's doing it. Why would you do a wrong thing? You wouldn't do a wrong thing, presumably, right? Yet, what amazes me is sometimes these same people get offended that somebody is opposed to them. Someone disagrees with them, right? I don't know. But like you have to know. I once told a colleague, listen, man, in the same way as when you put yourself forward, you are saying to another man, I think I'm better than you, and you don't have a problem with that. You have to accept the same philosophy when someone else says, but I'm better than you, right? Because if you are principled about democracy and principled about the freedom someone else has to have confidence in their own ability vis-a-vis yours, can't become a matter of you are against me because I believe something differently than you and believe something differently about myself in respect of you. boy, what a world we live in. So there you have it. The Pintad now will have at least this one known leading into the next convention of Free National Movement. Free National Movement. So it begins. Let me tell you all something. And FNMs can get mad at me if you want. I really, honestly, can't do anything about it, right? Get mad at me if you want. These two men will vie for the leadership of the party. They will each have their supporters. Y'all go ahead and play crazy and get nasty with each other and watch and see what happens to y'all. Go right ahead and do it. I know some of y'all. Trust me, I know. I know how your mouth could go. I know how your behavior could go. I know how your attitude could go. Because many of us have been the victims of your vitriol in pursuit of your promotion of your man or woman. Go ahead and try it this time around and see what it can be. You may win this battle, but watch the war you lose. A word to the wise is sufficient. And believe me when I tell you that. If I hear nasty stupidness, if I hear it, I can call you out. And I believe that there's consequences should flow to your person's opportunity as a consequence thereof. You have to be able to be civil. You have to be able to be decent. You have to be able to stand up on the merit of your person's pace, character, and performance. You get into these nasty crap and nonsense and what have you, Well, let me tell you something. You ain't got to worry about me. Failure will write that note on y'all. I'm giving you that warning in this convention. I'm giving you all that warning in the elections. And I don't care if you're the prime minister, a minister, the leader of the opposition, a member of parliament, a chairman. I don't care if you are one of the executives or a supporter. That nasty crap of nonsense, that has no place in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. None. Lying and the nonsense has no place in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But I'm not a fool and I'm not naive. I know the world in which I live. And this is nothing new in this world. I've seen it before, up close and personal. Carry on if you wish. Carry on if you wish. This text says, no surprise, Dr. Minnis was in silent opposition to the leader Pintard from he lost the leadership race. He was in opposition to Michael Pintard before that. Dr. Minnis was at odds with Michael Pintard long before this leadership race came. Long before. Okay? They had issues long before. They both had issues with each other long before, but now who didn't want who for story, but I know they both, they had issues. That's the reality. So he wasn't just opposed to him, but after leadership race. Said, well, he will really get a whooping this time, prayerfully. So prayerfully? that's what you're relying on? I know God is able, but if that's what you're relying on, you better hope them delegates are interested. I hope them delegates are interested. Yeah, that's what, my understanding is from some information received by internal polling is that there is substantial support for Mr. Pintard. That's what I'm told. But the proof will be in the pudding from June 1. It says, I agree with you. Civility and decency is warranted on all fronts for the good of the party and the good of the country. Not just for the party, for the good of the country. We need to have that decency. His text says he needs to go on a staycation forever, never more to return service. Exactly. Amen. Boy. His text says, great show as usual. Mr. Lang, a narcissistic person, will do actually what you're talking about, get mad when someone challenged them. You mudslinging during the election has become the norm. It gets the party supporters energized. I understand. Yeah, bro. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Brother Lang.
Yes. How are you?
Good afternoon. I made your call early so I can have you to engage me at least for 2 minutes or so. Listen to me. Dr. Minnis has now came out and said that he's going to run for leadership again. That was no surprise.
No.
Now, you see these people now, the former deputy leader, he going in, nominating himself. Now, I hear Dr. Dwayne Sands said he's running for chairman again. He's nominating himself. He's going by himself. If you see Dr. Minnis goes in with a team, it's going to be hard to beat Dr. Minnis. Then 1-1, all they can do is split up their votes amongst themselves. The people who are supporting Dr. Minnis got to support Dr. Minnis. Whether whatever. And whoever Dr. Minnis puts up as a candidate, whether it's the chairman, deputy, whatever, they're going to support whoever Dr. Minnis puts up. Now, the deal with this is that unless Mr. Pintard can get Mr. Dwayne Sands to come under his wing as a part of his team, name a deputy that is for him, they're
going to
be in problems.
But brother, can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
I've been in the F&M for
a long time,
and yes, I have seen conventions, etc. And I'm sorry, it doesn't quite work the way you say. They always have a, there's always a team, you know, but ain't nobody just go put on no flyer, this the team. Ingram, Turnquest and this one. They don't do it like that. That's not the team works a way, but it didn't work like that, bro.
But let me say something to you, sir. Let me say something to you. If tomorrow morning, if Rambert Welts nominates Dr. Menes, okay, Dr. Menes turns around and nominate his former deputy. His former deputy turns around and then nominates Brian. You don't think that's a team?
Yeah, but it don't matter. I'm saying it. Listen, let me explain something to you. I'm not theorizing now. Okay. So there is oftentimes a sheet. The sheet has this our man for this our woman for that, so forth and so forth. So people work delegates, man. Bounces and I are running around like the unions talk about this our team. How do you ask, wait?
But listen to me. All they can do to paint our team if they don't get together, all they can do is split up the votes, their little bit of votes.
Listen to me. What I'm trying to say to you, friend, is this. If you waiting to get your campaign solidly done at convention, dog, then eat your lunch. So when the campaign starts, them brethren campaigning now.
But listen to me, Dr. Lang, Mr. Lang. Listen to me. You remember they was talking with Dr. Minister on this book tour? That was a part of that book tour was a part of the plan. But they were campaigning.
Well, of course, but that's my point.
They used
point,
the book
though,
thing
you,
as a game
that,
to go
my,
around.
That's
we're
my
campaigning.
Point, and you, no, but that's my point. But and you think that Michael Pintard and the people who support him and he support been just sitting around chilling. And that's what you think.
But see, Dr. Menes was outspoken with his campaigning.
Man, please.
Mr. Pintard might have been campaigning secretly.
Please, listen to me, man. Please, sir. Did you ever hear and see an open campaigning by Cecil Wallace Whitfield? An open campaigning by Hubert Alexander Ingram? Open campaign. You ever seen that?
No, but I can tell you one thing about.
Did they become leaders?
Mr.
Did they
Ingram
become leaders?
How did his campaign go on?
Mr. Ingram might have been open, but more of these people supported him, and I can name quite a few of them.
The money ones, and just the talking ones.
Okay, I got you. I hear you.
Mr. Ingram, now when you talk about the student, when you talk about politician, you have to talk about people like Mr. Ingram, and say what you want to say with Mr. Christie. Mr. Christie had his way to get things done.
All right, brother. I hear you, my friend.
I got to listen to your show now, because I only said that to start to show up.
I got you.
But just remember, the four horsemen, they'll be alive and well for June 1st.
Before you go, let me ask you a question. Before you go, what do you think was behind the PLP given that resounding reception to Dr. Menes when he walked in the House of Assembly?
That was a jail. That was a jail for Pintard. That was a jail for Pintard. I can talk like a prophet. When Dr. Menes wins this thing on June 1st, the PLP will only have to have two good rallies. Two solid rallies. And then dog them around.
I heard you on another show. I heard you on another
yeah,
show.
Yeah, only two
saying,
solid rallies in it. But yeah, Pentagon
so
make it
for,
two and a half
you,
or three. Because Pentagon is useful. You get a little, you know, he's a little, yeah, but with Menes, he only can be with two.
I got you.
You need two good ones.
I got you.
Yeah, get one live bond, two good ones and some good speakers, and you can talk Minnesota with two rallies. Two good rallies.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
This shows the FNM is more democratic than the PLP. Mr. Davis ran unopposed. This says the PLP instructed their members not to challenge Mr. Davis absolutely no democracy. Say utter nonsense. This PLP caller wants minister. PLP scared the death of Pintard. Easy win for Pintard and Sands. Nonsensical PLP propaganda. Just like I said, the PLP backing minister. He said it was Jaron, and I think it was Jaron, but I agree with you. I think that there are certainly people who think that the PLP stands a better chance one way or the other. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I just want to make this pretty short and to the point.
Okay.
One caller who called this now.
Mm-hmm.
So, say the hello to the F&M business, please. Thank you.
But you heard him, you know. He was on another show, and he said, and he said it today. He said, listen, essentially, Dr. Davis, Mr. Davis, Prime Minister Davis and them are praying for Dr. Minnis to win. Because if Dr. Minnis wins, he said they only need two rallies. So to his mind, a Dr. Minnis leadership of the F&M is a guaranteed win for Prime Minister Davis. That's what it is. And he's not the only person who's ever said that to me and thought that. I've heard that often. So, you know. tell him stay out of business, eh? This text says, say everyone knew that the book tour was a campaign. Suck my teeth. Exactly. No open campaign doesn't mean that they were sitting down doing nothing. PLP knows if Minnis wins, they are home free. See, I just told you. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening.
How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Great, great. Mr. Lang, let me tell you something. That caller, I listen to him a lot of times. And let me explain something to you. The PLP are devastated. They are scared of Michael Pintard. That's why they are cheering on Hubert Minnis. They don't have to have no one or two good rallies. They don't have to have no rallies at all if Hubert Minnis get nominated. Trust me. And
isn't that what the gentleman said just now?
You know, he said if they only have to have two good rallies. I say they don't have to have no rallies. they don't have to have no rallies if Hubert Minnis get nominated.
You mean they don't have to campaign?
No, sir. No, sir. They don't even have to campaign. And they know this. And another thing, I am an F&M. And if Hubert Minnis get nominated, I stay home. That's simple. Have a good one, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this. I'm not afraid
to take a stand. Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right, simply pay your bill and you'll be automatically entered to win a stunning 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to growth, committed to quality.
Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Michael Pintab will square off against the former Prime Minister and leader of the Free National Movement, Dr. Hubert Minnis. It is official. Come tomorrow, Dr. Minnis will nominate, we are told, and then, June 1, there'll be a contest. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
I am in total agreement. One or two callers who called, about two or three callers back. You know, it was amazing. I listen to other talk shows from time to time. And I hear a chronic caller called just yesterday. And he was one person who every time he opens his mouth, he is opposing the FNM. He opposed Minnis in every which way. Now, yesterday, all of a sudden, hey, you hear how bad they doing Minnis? That's a shame, hey. They shouldn't do Minnis like that. What in the devil is going on? Good afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am. So, this text says, nonsensical PLP propaganda. Just like I said, the PLP back in Minnis, Paula talking facts. Minnis running for leadership is just a formality. Pintad is our man. The PLP should be quiet. At least the FNM showing them how democracy really works, says that texter. Says, if Dr. Minnis came back, beat Pintad and becomes PM again, I think that would be the biggest comeback in Bahamian political history. I'll call him the comeback king. He would beat the odds. And you know, you shouldn't sleep on him. You know, I wouldn't sleep on him. Dr. Minnis didn't become what he became by being unable to do things. He had some luck on his side. He had some fortune on his side, you know. Some of us can have that, you know. You had Mr. Ingram on your side. I had Mr. Ingram on my side. You got positioned in a very good pretty much a politically safe seat, and that gave you a platform for surviving a tsunami. And then he had a great team in his constituency of people who gave him a good face in terms of his computer presence, his digital presence, and otherwise. And, and so he showed himself up and boom, you know. But then Dr. Minnis was crafty to this extent, I would say. He was prudent to this extent. He knows that his strength is not communication, not. Of all the prime ministers we've ever had, he would be the least articulate among them, and that's for sure. And I believe he knew that. Dr. Minnis did not rely on his communication skills prior to becoming leader of the FNM or prime minister. He relied on essentially is the appearance of getting things done. And that's what he said, in fact. He said, you know, the Bahamas don't need somebody, they don't need to talk, the Bahamas needs a doer. You know, and he said that because he knew talking was not a strength of his. And so, you know, you can't sleep on him you don't sleep on Michael Pindad either. You don't do what Michael Pindad did and be no Tony, you know, Johnny on the blocks. Michael Pindad survived, and Michael Pindad did not have Kalani, a essentially safe evidence. Michael Pindad was in Marco City. Now, let me tell you something about Marco City. You know I represented Marco City, right? Let me check this before. We have a call on the line? No? Okay. Let me tell you something about Marco City.
I have an idea.
Oh, go ahead, friend. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir? Come on the line. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm right here trying to make it, do what I could do.
Man, listen, you had an excellent show yesterday. Excellent show.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
But listen, see, it doesn't matter who called for Pindad or who called for Menichino. All this election on the face of Dexman is going to determine how bad the FNN going to get beat. Depend on which one they make.
Okay.
I predict if the other fellow, Pindad, wins, the FNM looks at about 6 or 7 seats. If Menis wins, the FNM looks at 1 seat.
Are you a PLP supporter?
Are you an FNM supporter?
Are you an FNM supporter?
No, I'm not. I'm okay. Just a nationalist statement who looking at all the things that has been happening 50 plus 1 year and making my determination as to where I am going in the next general election.
Okay, that's where you're going, but you just called an election. So I'm asking you these questions because is your sense on the from your movement amongst people that people are overwhelmingly prepared to keep the PLP in power because to win by 30 something seats as you are predicting even with Pindad, you're suggesting that there's an overwhelming support for the PLP.
I stand in this honorable house on a point of correction, Mr. Lang.
I never
said the PLP was going to win 30 something seats. I just call out the FNM what they are going to garner in the next general election.
Now, okay, so you expect a third party to get
expect a third party to be a great spoiler in the next general election.
Okay, and get seats.
Great possibility.
No, man. See, listen. You're talking to me, man. You're talking to me. You cannot come on the show predict that the FNM will get 6 seats, and if Minutes runs, they can be worse than that. Predict that would happen. Tell me that the PLP can get 30-something seats and then turn around and tell me a possibility that a third party will get some seats to be a great spoiler? Man, come on, man.
I look at 15 seats for the third party.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I got to make sure you line up your logic, you know. I don't want you to come on here waffling.
All right, Mr. Lang.
You come on, you're waffling. I want you cut up. So, 3-6 for the FNM, maybe. 15 for a third party. And that maybe get 20-some seats. Huh? Is my math right? 15 and 6. Wait, first of all, 15, 6 is 21. First of all, you saying the PLP can get 19 seats? Well, then you'd say there can be a coalition government. All right. We can take a break. Pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back after this break. And then I should mention something I wanted to mention before. We'll be back after this break.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breezes Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent. Featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like raining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Steve, VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor of 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Can I tell you something that happened to me? It was funny, right? So you know, I reopened Nay's Pancake Place, and we had Thursday's a soup day, pea soup and dumpling day, right? So there was a gentleman by the laundromat close to the place. I said to him, do you eat pea soup and dumpling? He said, yes. I said, won't you taste something? Right? He said, fine. So I said, what about your wife? He said, no, she don't eat pea soup. She said she had too much of that when she was young and so forth. But even when I make it, she don't want to eat it. I said, okay, great. So he gave him a cup of soup. Bite this man, take taste. I can't even use the word he used. All I can tell you is after the word, he said, what? And you know, and that's May's recipe. My mother, who is just one of the finest Bahamian cooks I know, who's cooked flavor on food, taught me to cook pea soup and dumpling, and so I honor her for that, the hand she was able to have and pass on some. We have a caller on the line. I'm trying to get to say something to you all, but Marco City, but go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Tobago Lang.
Yes, sir.
To the nation. Tobago Lang, I'm listening to the naysayers on your show who is talking about how PLPs are pulling for Mr. Menace because they think that Brave Davis will be able to win if Menace is at the helm. I put it to you, sir, that Brave Davis will win. Because Brave Davis is the platinum prime minister. He is the platinum prime minister. He is the prime minister that is doing things next to what Sir Lyndon would have done, putting in infrastructure and building, stuff in this nation today. you know, that this nation needs to go forward to the next level. All right? Now, I don't care who you have at the helm at the FNM. Brave Davis will win the next, and I predict that. He will win the next general election. If he stays on course, if he stays on course and he tightens up on his cabinet ministers and members of parliament, Brave Davis will win the next general election, hands down, no matter who is at the helm of the FNM, be it
Okay, you got a great ad in. Champion ad. You can pay me for this? You can pay Z-Live for this champion ad?
Listen to me. If that's what you call it, listen, at the end of the day, 2026, will it become the past.
If I were the PLP, I'd use your app. I would. Thank you, man. Appreciate your calling. We appreciate your calling. Thanks. So listen, Marco City, Dr. Minnis won an essentially a safe FNM seat held by Orville Turnquest and them for years and years and years and so forth. Listen, just a sound, solid seat, right? Marco City, let me tell you all how Marco City go. Marco City had, for many years, been an FNM seat for sure, right? David Thompson through Sir Cecil and just lots of, you know, fine people represented the FNM in the seat. Then Pleasant Bridgewater won the seat when the PLP won the election, right? Pleasant Bridgewater. Let me tell you something. Pleasant Bridgewater beat out David Thompson in that election, I think it was. That's it. And popular member of parliament in Marco City. Very popular. I mean, people felt like she was a very nice person. She was definitely doing the kinds of things, you know, supporting people with stuff and what have you. I ran against Pleasant Bridgewater, a very popular member of parliament, and she lost. She lost. Okay, so this Marco City seat will switch on you. Michael Pentard won Marco City by, I think, over 1,000 votes when the FNM get slammed out. When in Palani, Dr. Minnis lost that FNM seat, won that FNM seat, won it by about 300 something or some votes, like substantially less than what was accustomed to being won by. And all kinds of FNM ministers and them lost their seats. Now Michael Pintard, and Michael Pintard won that seat been passed through Dorian and the pandemic. You know why? The brethren was all over the place on the ground delivering, doing from day one. So I have two people who are going to contest who ain't no grubs, right? So you can't take nobody for granted. That's how I go. This text says, say good, Brother Lang. Great and informative show as usual. Dr. Minnis is a disaster from the shipwreck who quit on the FNM and country. This country needs new and innovative leaders to take us into the unknown future, and that's Pintard. If Minnis wins, I will not vote for the FNM again, as I didn't vote last election for them, and I have always been an FNM. The FNM will win the government with Pintard. There's the texter. This texter says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Dr. Minnis is why we are here today. He is the reason why so many FNMs stayed home and did not vote. He has lost the confidence of the Bahamian people, so he needs to stop being a sore loser and unite and support Mr. Pintard. I'm not surprised that he will nominate, but history has a way of repeating itself. Supporters will likely stay home. I am a worker, foot soldier, and former officer of the Torchbearers, Women's Association, and the party. I find him to be abrasive, spiteful, and vindictive. That's not the attitude of a leader, but he wants you to support him. His personality is not a good fit for politics. Just play his song, A Soldier's Heart, as much as he wants. He is not what the country needs now, says the texter. This text says, good day, Shivago. Great show as usual. I believe Mr. Pintard is a good choice for the FNM and the country. I hope the delegates feel the same. My only hope that all those in the FNM after this convention will become united to defeat the PLP in the next election, as there is strength in unity, says that texter. This text says, Mr. Lang, we thank you for your excellent, informative, and educational show. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Says, I am tuned in as always, and as the lady caller noted, I totally concur. PLPs, please stay the hell out of the business, out of our business. Stay out of our house, particularly, Anton. Say, I am a strong supporter of the FNM, never voted otherwise. And Mr. Lang, if Dr. Minnis wins leadership, I will go fishing on election day. And I most believe so will thousands of FNMs. You can bet your bottom dollar, keep up the great work. So, wow, thank you. His text says he needs to put down the liquor bottle, talking about that, the gentleman who called in talking about the 15 seats for the third. Listen to me. Honestly, like, I'm not saying you're drinking, right? Anyway, my friends, my best friends, they say, man, anything is possible, Mr. Lang. So, Mr. Lang, in a discussion with a caller, I think I heard you say if the FNM got 6 seats, a third party got 15 seats, and the PLP 19 seats, we must have a coalition government. Explain that, please. I thought the PLP or the party who got 19 seats in that election, having won the majority of seats, would form the government. Actually, you're right. I mean, you're right. That was my overzealousness. Yeah, the PRP would definitely be the government. So you're right. There's nothing to explain. Nothing to explain. I guess I was taken. I think maybe I was just taken off guard by the suggestion that a third party would get 15 seats. I think that was the problem. But thank you for pointing that out. Listening to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have some text here about the same issue we're talking about, the fact that Dr. Minnis is now confirmed he will enter the leadership race of the FNM come its June 1 convention. And so the competition escalates to that extent. We have some text here. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I don't think attacking Minnis making it any better. It's dividing the party more. Let the best man win. This will be good for the party. Let democracy play out. How is it an attack? I think nobody should be calling Dr. Minnis names or that kind of thing. But if people express their views about him, about Michael Pinta, then that's not an attack. If someone says, I think he's a bad leader, Michael Pinta, or some people have said, okay, well, Michael Pinta is this, or he's the arrogant, or whatever, they've said it about me. That's not an attack. That's what an impression somebody makes is. And if they think that's a germane to leadership, okay. But yeah, vitriol about somebody and against somebody, you know, speak about their policies, speak about their thoughts, speak about their performance. You could speak about their character and their attitude to the extent that it's been displayed to you. That's not an attack, all right? So we mustn't, romantic about the thing, right? Because it's a competition, right? People are going to be opposed to each other. But I agree with you, and first of all, let me also say this. We have to stop living under a delusion, right? Your country is a democracy. Your country's democracy works on the basis of competition, pitting people against each other in terms of their preference. So if the vision is being against, then your country's democracy is predicated on division. Now, what is supposed to happen is you're supposed to be opposed to other people's thoughts, behavior, performance, and even approaches, attitudes. And then when you're done making your vote, you set your eyes on the common prize. Meaning if Dr. Minnis loses and ceases to be leader, he is supposed to join with the leader of the party he says he wants to be leader of, and they go forward together. If Mr. Pintard loses, he's supposed to join, no matter what people think about Dr. Minnis, join with Dr. Minnis and go forward as much as he can. Except that if you have a fundamental opposition to somebody, then that's fine. In a democracy, you have a right to do that. Guess what? That means you're divided. So don't let's pretend that in democracies, there is not differences that make people be against each other. The question is, when it is time to work against your common opponent, what do you do? See, if your difference is bigger than your commonality against your opponent, your common opponent, then you have a problem. That's disunity. But not if you have a difference. Not if you even have a sharp difference. Not even if you have a passionate difference. So let's not get romantic about this. This text says, with Minnis and Pintard in the media making these slick comments, ain't gonna make it any better at the end of the day. Whoever win, they will have to work together to bring unity for the people to choose who is the better party to run the country. A house divided can't stand. Yes, that's true. Divided, meaning they cannot come together to compete against their common opponent. But divided, let me ask you a question. When you go to vote, and 10 people go to vote for Pintard in the same party, what do you call that? Unity or division? Or you call it democracy? This text says, the delegates have to make their decision because the general public can't vote in this convention. I have no say, but election, the people will pick who will lead this country. Absolutely, no question about that. That's a fact. Okay, let's see, we have some other text here. This text says, thank you for reading my message. Still praying that one day you will consider offering once again for public office. God bless you, my friend. Yes, democracy, that's what it is. We live in a democracy. By the way, some of you actually texted yesterday and I offered some excellent thoughts. And I'm sorry that I missed it. So I'm going to do this for you and read them, the ones that I missed. This text says, Don Saunders solved the dumps problem then. Oh, God, something is wrong with you. This text says, I noticed you don't play gangster rap. Well, what is gangster rap? And why are there so many people want Minnis to win the leadership? One reason, if he does, the PLP will win elections. Is there not question if a member of the jury is related to a PEP? I find this shocking in a political fire. Yeah, because when you go to open a bank account, they sure as ask you if you related to a PEP. It says RHFC. Does my politics prevent me from analyzing evidence and offering an honest and fair judgment? It might. It might all not always, but it might. It could. This text says the court forgot to pass out the Trump questionnaire in the Bahamas for political cases. I hope this doesn't happen in another case. Okay. This text says Trinidad has 2 million people and not sending troops. With our challenges with crime and small population, we should be the last to volunteer. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, laugh out loud. Mr. Mitchell reminds me of that show Fred says the darndest thing. This text says, I think that Dorian and the closely followed pandemic gave Doc a nasty end of the stick. Personally, a second minister I'm not opposed to. Aside from the pandemic complaints, a menace cabinet made progress in many areas. Okay. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, I'm voter. Man for the job. Everybody makes mistakes. Only man never make mistakes is Jesus Christ. So I say, go for it, Dr. Minnis. Okay. The text says, Mr. Lang, why would you contest a leadership position when the people in the organization and the party outright rejected you? Why? Well, when did the party outright reject Dr. Minnis? And they never lost a contest in a F&M convention. Right? And certainly a lot more people voted for him. A lot more people voted for him than our delegates in the convention. So let's say all the people who voted for him included the people who were delegates to the convention. So you can't say that he was rejected by the party. That's not fair. This text says, Mr. Lang, the FNM will lose the next election with Minnis at the helm. He had his run. The PLP can prepare for a second term if Minnis beats Pinta at that convention. This text says, Mr. Lang, very well said. Good show. Negativity should cease. This text says, first time I'm hearing about a warm welcome for Dr. Minnis by the PLP. Clearly, they got Dr. Minnis number 5 filling his head right. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, I'm happy Minnis running. I believe he's deserving of another opportunity to serve. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, I'm happy Minnis running. I believe he's deserving of another opportunity to serve. The problem with some people is that they take Minnis for granted. Minnis showed in 2017 how he can beat the PLP. Minnis isn't easy to beat. Minnis beat PLP in 2017. Dr. Minnis beat him. Yeah, he certainly was the leader of the party when the party won. But you think it was, they didn't have nothing to do with the significant emotional dispassion people had for Mr. Christie, party at the time, nothing. Okay? Let me tell you all something. That same kind of thinking is how you lose plenty of things in future. When you don't properly assess and acknowledge why you how things happen the way they happen, you make the grand mistake of strategizing for the future on your incorrect belief. It's Texas, Mr. Lang, please note that Dr. Minnis will get his pants beat off into retirement, okay? The text says, I concur that it would be a walkover for the PLP with Dr. Minnis at the helm. That is the prevailing thought with 80% of my contemporaries. While Dr. Minnis was no doubt dealt an awful hand with Dorian and COVID, he displayed too much arrogance and lack of care for everyday humans. And then for him to make the statement, the next time would be for the poor people, he essentially sealed his fate, okay? The text says, Lang, why are there so many PLP wants Minnis to win the leadership? One reason, and we read that already. It says, 15 seats for the third party, laugh out loud. That must be King Charles coming back to clean his territory. But, you know, and the other thing is PLP would win if they got 19 seats, a third party had 15 and the FNM had 6. But they would be a minority government. Could you imagine the FNM and the third party have more seats together than the PLP, and they can sit around and just let that happen? They by force and half out loud. So Mr. Lang, if Turner in the, I think that will be the first time the FNM loses that consistency. You think so? Really, you think so? Okay. Says Brave Davis is very unpopular. He won because FNMs did not go to the polls in the last election. To date, Davis's performance has been dismal. The electorate is counting down his remaining days in office. Most people are hopeful that Pintard will retain leadership and take the country forward. Okay. His text says, he in that scenario, can the 15 and the 5 or 6 join together to form the government? Absolutely. They would have more than the part. That's exactly what I just said. You're absolutely right. His text says, I'm not much for politics, but I don't think Dr. Minnis didn't get a fair shake at governing. I don't think Dr. Minnis didn't get a fair shake at governing. Okay, which means you're saying you think he got a fair share. That's what you're saying. If you put two negatives together that way in a sentence, that means you make a positive. Texas line, do we believe in the Bible? Do we believe in forgiveness? Did former prime minister do that bad that he should not be forgiven? Yet we as people want forgiveness. We live and learn every day. It may take him better prime minister if he succeeds. There is one thing under the sun, and it is controlled by the God above. It is what he delivers is the outcome. So if he delivers, what is the outcome? What's the point of our going to vote? You're saying to me that God is dictating my vote when I go inside. I have no free choice? Really? That's what you're saying? And why is this about forgiveness? Why is this about forgiveness, right? Dr. Minnis is challenging Dr. Pintar. And Pintar is a young man, never had an opportunity to talk to Minnis. Why is it? You're talking about forgiveness. Why doesn't he love him? Why doesn't he love and think this young man should get a chance? This isn't about these kinds of emotional things you're talking about, man. It's not about forgiveness. If people decide, I don't like your performance and I do not want you to return, that's their right. That has to do with forgiveness. I could forgive you. You know how many men and women forgive each other in relationships and decide, well, being you ain't getting together no how? That wouldn't have to do anything. Right? You say forgiveness. God will forgive all kinds of people, and yet the Bible says, wide is the gate. Wide is the gate that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go therein. Why doesn't God just forgive you, just be on the narrow path? Y'all don't get mixed up, man. This text says, that's like Donald Trump and the lady he ran against. So watch him in his attitude after he loses. let me tell y'all something, and y'all know, I didn't tell y'all before. I'm 56 years old, and so, child, if you can break me, right? Let me be straight. Michael Pintard became leader of the Free National Movement because the FNM lost badly in the 2021 election. Just like Dr. Minnis became leader of the FNM because the FNM lost very badly against Mr. Christie, right? And he became leader of the party. He was able to get support from his members, and nobody heard about Michael Pintard coming to contest against him or who else won? This one coming to contest against him, none of that. And they were able to walk into the next general election without that. Except when Dr. Trump couldn't do it, right? Wouldn't do it. So now Michael Pintard became leader of the party. And Michael Pintard, no one can say, has enjoyed overt or clear support from Dr. Minnis from day one. Not from day one. No one can demonstrate, show me. You know, people pointed out that, what's his name? McCartney, Ron McCartney. Words, eloquent words, Ron McCartney uttered on Dr. Minnis's behalf prior to the general election last. No one can show me any such words for Minnis after. In all the years, Mr. Pintard been leader. Now, he did utter some words about Mr. Pintard before, though. I think that was on nomination time and them things. or might have been this, like shortly thereafter. Some, but the support has not been overt or clear. Okay, so you cannot now get dry eye and cry eye about Dr. Menace and none of this. This politics is for men and women, adult men and women. And nobody, you don't come in here and be a victim. Not Dr. Menace, not Mr. Pintard. You don't come inside this business and be a victim, because the people of the Bahamas isn't looking for a victim. They are looking for a victor on their behalf. That's what they're looking for. So thank you, sir. I can't make... something different. Okay. The text says, no, this says, this campaign of the PLP for Menace is the same tactic they used some years ago with Branville McCartney. They've gone back to a very old playbook. Trust you, me, that was a hip PLP who believes Menace beat PLP. No one man wins an election, but one can cause a party to lose, that's for sure. His text says, Mr. Lang, I support Dr. Menace for ambassador of Timbuktu. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What I'd like to say is, Menace has taken away the FNM dignity. When Menace won, he went to Europe and told them that the Bahamas was corrupted. Then he turned and he went to the Haitian church. They nominated him. Then what he did, he took the food stores. Then we only could open 3 times a week. I went to Orlando to my grandson's graduation. And canoe with Nigel Lewis, they opened up canoe. I had to pay $40 to get back on the plane. Then he had the police. You couldn't even go to the food store. He had the police turn your back as you wanted to get something. He took away our dignity. FNM, for God's sake, wake up. This man wanted to kill the FNM. Let us stand. Stop this foolishness. Pintad is the man. Stop the foolishness, and that man, Menace, should be ashamed of himself with what he did to the party. Let us get together and stop this foolishness. Menace, it's time for you to go. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your calling. Say, I'm glad Menace is running. This should hopefully have him go and sit in his small corner, Kalani, where he chose to sit before the last 3 years. For the last 3 years. We have a text here, says, good day again, Shivago. I pray God's right, richest blessing on your business. I believe you said, Nathan, I appreciate good Bahamian foods, and my mouth ran water for some of that good pea soup and dumpling. I look forward to Nays 2 in Nassau, but when you visit Nassau again, please bring some Nays soup for purchase. Thanks. Thank you. This text says, so Lang, I'm not a fan of Dr. Menace, but I don't think people should judge him for the lockdown because the entire world was locked. We don't know that you judge him for the lockdown. The lockdown is the lockdown. You judge what you believe was his performance in the lockdown, the things he and his party did. And that's, you can't, you're not going to shake that. That's going to happen. Say you need a location in Nassau ASAP. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
On
May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
I ain't Marsh the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
With Boss Man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July 2024.
I think that criminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
John's Careware is the leading store for medical wear. John's Careware is fully stocked with scrub sets and separates by healing hands, Cherokee, Skechers, Dickies, Medical, and Adar Medical in sizes extra small to 5X. John's Careware also carries a full line of slip-resistant shoes by Nursemates and Clogs, and stockings and socks for those long days on your feet. Thank you to all the healthcare workers who have seen us through these difficult times. John's Careware's friendly and helpful staff is happy to serve you. Michael Road locations.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shavar Golang, your host. I'm so glad that you could be on 96.9 FM. Do you all recall when I talked about burqa and the government's proposal to essentially cut burqa out of the approval process for 3 years? For 3 years and what have you. And I indicated to you, I said expressly that the bill was unclear, notwithstanding what the Attorney General said and what others thought. I said the bill was unclear. Y'all remember that? I said it did not, if whatever they intended to say, it was unclear. Well, Travis Cartwright, Carol carries an article in The Guardian, says government backtracks on IRCA powers. So I want you to listen to it. Listen to what the article says. It says members of parliament last night passed the electricity bill 2024, not long after the government brought an amendment to address concerns raised about a set that would have removed the utilities regulation and competition authorities FERCA power to approve tariff rates for a period, 3-year period. Says the amendment changes the original wording of the section that provided a 3-year regulatory holiday to electricity providers in the setting of their rates. Says Minister of Energy and Transport, Jobeth Colby Davis, who moved the amendment, said the government wanted to, listen to the words, the government wanted to bring clarity to the issue, right? She said, and quote, to remove any uncertainties and affirm our dedication to transparency and regulation, we are providing clarity to the bill's language. Remember I said the language was unclear? He said during the debate on the Electricity Bill 2024 and the Natural Gas Bill 2024. See, she says it is essential to understand that all rate tariff structures must be submitted to FERCA given its role as an independent regulator. It will be maintained for the next 3 years. During this period, BPL, so we clarify in day now, BPL will conduct a comprehensive tariff review to ensure that the rates are fair and equitable for all consumers. Should BPL wish to adjust any rates before the 3-year period concludes, they must submit a rate case to ERCA. She went on to say, to be clear, we will move an amendment during the committee stage today, which provides more clarity to Section 38.8, whereas BPL will be afforded 3 years to carry out and complete a full tariff review with the existing rates being adopted. If BPL seeks to adjust the tariff rates early, say their review is done in 12 months as opposed to the allotted 3 months, then they will submit an application to ERCA for review and approval. This clarification will unequivocally ensure that ERCA's continued role in approving tariff changes under Section 38A remains steadfast and unaltered. Mm. Oh, there you go. You all think sometimes these discussions we be having on these radio programs don't make a difference? and discussions other people are having and the noise raising. Say 70% of the bill is, this is Michael Pindad telling them that 70% of the bill is about ERCA and you now have to come in the committee stage and put an amendment in place. How is it possible that you could have missed that amendment? How is it possible? Ah, boy. This text says, Mr. Lang, while I am not in support of Dr. Minnis running for leader of the FNM, my problem is not that his government, the FNM, did not do well in the face of those two very challenging issues, Hurricane Dorian and the pandemic. I also do commend him for drafting and putting some very capable ministers in place, although not all of them, but two ministers in particular in the last FNM administration. Pippin of the Minnis administration, as I was very impressed in their respective ministries with their performance as minister. Former tourism minister Dionisio de Aguila and Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan of Minnis administration, and former minister of national security Marvin Deans. Scottie Pippin, I hope if Mr. Pintard wins next general election, he redrafts both those two. Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Shibaga. I'm not trying. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have a caller on the line. Okay, well, not sure what's going on there. Not sure what's going on. Yeah. All right, well, at least there is clarity on the matter. So whether you like the clarity or not, there's clarity on the matter. Control says that Well, I prefer an administration to acknowledge when it need to do something to bring clarity or correction to a proposal they have. I prefer that. I think that's good. Not to be stubbornly unwilling to change if change is necessary. You have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right here. You know, Mr. Lang, when that bill came out and the AG said that the press was interpreting it wrong, Mr. Lang, everybody, it was written in English, right? It wasn't written in Greek or Italian or Latin. Everybody read it, and everybody basically came to the same interpretation. So how could you now blame the press for interpreting it wrong? Now, look what they had to go and do. Change the bill, you know?
Who blame the press?
The Attorney General, he said that interpreting the bill wrong.
He said really?
That. Yes.
Well, if really?
Yes. He said that the press... Go back and
No. In fairness, there was a view that some held in the press about what it meant. Because remember, some people thought that the "they" in the clause meant. Let me see. Did they mean BPL or the providers? The providers versus IRCA. Yes. Some, that's right. Some, actually, you're right. The press wasn't wrong. The press didn't interpret it wrong.
You know, the fact that IRCA's powers was being rescinded for 3 years. He said that the press was interpreting the bill wrong. Okay.
I don't think so.
Everybody basically came to the same conclusion. It was written in English, the Queen's or the King's English, and so these lessons, and they need to do their own work, because everybody ain't fooled. You know, you could fool some of the people, but you can't fool all of the people all the time.
I got you, my friend. Thank you for calling. We have another call on the line. Do we have another call on the line? No? Okay. I have somebody who I thought was asking to say they were trying to get in. So let me make sure. That's weird. Tell me what I'm supposed to make of this. I'm not trying to call in, but I'm on the line? What does that mean? Yeah, I think it's sensible for the government to make the changes necessary, but I do not agree that the press is interpreted wrongly. I did not agree that. I mean, anyone reading that, any careful reading of that would tell you that that drafting was unclear. It was not clear to whom the referring when it said they will conduct a review. And so forth and so forth. It wasn't clear at all. And it was very clear. It seemed very clear from the bill, the drafting, that IRCA was going to be cut out for 3 years. So that's how it seemed to me from reading it when I saw it. I thought, but again, I'm glad that the clarity is there. So we know what the clarity is. If you want to change your rate in that 3 year period, you go through IRCA. It's reality. Otherwise, it seems now what the government is saying is they are... See, this is what is unclear to me, right? On the one hand, now, the minister is saying that the present rates will be fixed for 3 years. And then on the other hand says that, but if BPL wants to change the rate, they will have to go through IRCA. It can't be both. It can't be fixed for 3 years, but still you could change it in 3 years. It can't be both. If it could be changed in 3 years, it's not fixed for 3 years. Am I saying something irrational? Right? I mean, if it's fixed for 3 years and it is, but through IRCA, within that 3 years, why fix it? Why have a bill that is fixed for 3 years? Why? I mean, what if something happened within 1 month or 2 months of the period that required BPL to change its rates? What would be been the point of fixing it for 3 years? And why is it necessary for it to be fixed for 3 years? It'd be wonderful if people thought, okay, this rate is going to be held for 3 years. This rate. Well, you know what that means, right? It means that if you don't like the rate of your electricity now, according to the bill, it'll be fixed like that and you won't like it for 3 years. Right? Now, you could argue that fixing it for 3 years means that if inflation hits BPL, and BPL can't do anything about it because it's fixed for 3 years. Yet, the bill says now, the BPL, if it wants to change the rate, it could go to IRCA. That doesn't seem fixed to me. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shabak. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It was sad and just. I knew more.
It was what?
Sad and just. And just.
Oh, you were like trying to say with the person who get their plate at the dinner or no utensils. Tell the waiter, say, hey, taste this food.
That's in the bed. You were thinking about putting me on there again today.
No man. I ain't doing that.
Let me pick up on what you're talking about right now, and then I'll go back to the leader of the opposition, Honorable Michael Pintaud, and former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, which is what I really call in for. But Minister explained very clearly in the House yesterday. She said that the committee estimated that they would require around 3 years in order to conduct their assessment on the tariff rate, right? And she also further explained, however, if they find that they've completed their assessment within, say, a 12-month period, then they would go back at that point and apply to IRCA for a review.
I understand that, Anton, but help me understand this. Remember, this is being put in law. Mm-hmm. Why would you put in law that the rate is fixed for 3 years, but it is still possible for somebody to change the rate in 3 years, though?
Because the committee may find that they complete the assessment.
I understand. I put that in bill, though, in a law.
As opposed to, what would you suggest?
As opposed to, you have a committee reviewing the tariff rate, and if they do their review and finish it 6 months to 18 months, then the possibility exists that the rate could change and you apply to IRCA as the case now. Why does that need to be a law? A law. This is the law, you know. The law.
I understand.
For instance, let me give you an example right now. Right now, without that law, you cannot adjust the rate without IRCA. So what's the point?
Right.
You have to justify a rate change.
And you still, based on the adjustments that was made and explained in Parliament, you still can't adjust it without IRCA.
Exactly. Mm. So I'm saying it seems to me superfluous to put it in the law because, you know, the only reason the present rates should change for BPL is if they can justify that change to IRCA.
Right. Well, I mean, in the spirit of being optimistic, Shabago, it could change for the better, you know?
No, I'm saying if it changes for the better, though, the law will fix it, though.
Yeah.
Because if it goes down, the law says the rates are fixed for 3 years.
Well, it's fixed until they complete their review.
No, but still, Anton, what if BPL comes across some really good change of cost and what have you, and then can lower the rate. But the law says the present rates will be fixed for 3 years until the review.
Then that gives them the permission based upon the adjustment that was added into the communication that makes it definitive now. That would give them the ability to go back to IRCA and apply to get that better rate for us, which I don't see IRCA denying. But
no,
nonetheless,
but that's the whole point. Why does it have to be a law?
I understand. I understand your perspective.
Okay.
But at the same time, I also appreciate what the minister is seeking to accomplish. But nonetheless, Shivago, what I really wanted to talk about was this whole matter with the spokesperson now stating clearly that former Prime Minister Minister challenge, right? As you have been discussing for the most part of your show. You there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. But I was looking at some of the numbers, right? And Pentad retained the seat in Marco City, and clearly Prime Minister, former Prime Minister Menes retained his seat in Alani, right? And both of them won when they won their seat in the 2017 general elections. They won by commanding percentages, right? You still there, Shivago?
Yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
But both of them in the 2021 election lost a considerable amount of that command, even though they still won, and and it was somewhat comfortable nonetheless. They both still lost a considerable amount of that support that they would have gained in the 2017 election. So I just found that interesting. And the next part that I wanted to speak to is, I believe,
But hold on, Anton. But they were both in two different seat scenarios, though.
What do you mean when you say that?
Okay, Marco City for an FNM is not Kalani.
Right.
Okay, like Marco City for an FNM or anybody, is like comparing. Like Kalani and Marco City is like comparing Angleston and South Beach for a PM. Yeah, that's the two different scenarios. So when you talk about the win each had, yes, they lost support. But when you talk about the win, you're talking about somebody overcoming place I won by 69 votes.
Yes. I heard
against,
you.
Against a very popular PLP.
Right. Well, clearly, the people believed in their member of parliament, Michael Pentad, which is why they would have placed him back in that spot, considering it's not a safe seat or a safe FNM seat. And so clearly he would have done a great enough job to be reelected. What is interesting in my view, what would be interesting is, I don't know if anyone has asked, but I haven't heard it come across the news on The Guardian or any otherwise. Predominantly, I get my news from The Guardian, so I didn't hear it come across The Guardian, but I would like to know if it so happens to be that former Prime Minister loses in the battle, if he would still continue on as a member of Parliament for Kalani, and if he would throw his full support behind opposition leader Michael Pentad at that time.
We'll find out June 1 for sure.
Well, you know, it'll be good politicking, good politics, mature politics for the press or the media to put that to him before he actually goes to the polls on June 1st.
I agree, Jude. That's a good question.
Because at the end of the day, it would make no sense, or it would make very little, in my mind, no sense, to have gone to an even earlier national convention based on the premise of settling the matter of who has the support for leader in the party, if ultimately, even if Pentad retains the seat, former Prime Minister Menes still decides to take the position.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Or to conduct himself like he would have over the last two, almost 3 years of opposition politics in the country. So that's something I'm encouraging the media, who I I'm certain is listening to your show, especially at Guardian, to seek out from former Prime Minister, perhaps on the day that he nominates. That would
when
be
Dr.
the first time.
When Dr. Minnis comes on the show, I'll let you know.
Hold on.
We'll ask him.
He's coming on?
I'm just kidding. Anyway, Andrew, I got to go to my last break, man. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you take care, Shabaka. God bless.
You too, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
Neurological conditions shouldn't define you. We do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org/Caribbean.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 3-8-8-4-7-7 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live for these remaining moments of the show. So glad that you could join us. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I know today on your radio show you are talking about Dr. Minnis going up to challenge Mr. Pintard for leadership of the FNM, and that is a real big deal. But man, wowie wow. Mr. Lang, the way you expressed, illustrated your story of your mom's dumpling soup, delightful, powerful recipe, has me wishing I was in Grand Bahama right now. You got me an actual person who is not serious or heavily fond of pea soup or dumpling or any soup, point blank, seriously thinking I need to eat, consume your mom's peas and dumpling soup, or at least a peas and dumpling soup made to your mom's recipe. But sadly, I'm right now grounded in New Providence. Selang, can you freeze some of that dumpling soup in one of those empty gallon ice cream containers and bring it on plane to New Providence? So this is like, whenever you see it realistic or reasonable or practical, you can open a restaurant or do whatever you see fit in New Providence. So let me do a little bit of shameful self-promotion, right? Because I had someone who ordered some of it today, and I said, I asked them to tell me how was it. Said it was delicious, meaty, blah, 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 right? This text says, comes on your show. That bad courage. Do you think Dr. Minnis would come on the show if I invited him? I think so. I mean, well, I think so. I think so. I think so. But you never know. Say Pinta overwhelmingly won a seat. The Minnis will not answer that question. Sounds like the PLP have intentions of changing that fixed rate during the 3 year, essentially breaking their own law. I don't know what the motivation would be, and I certainly am not ascribing any negative motivations to anyone, but it does seem to me a little self-contradictory to have both. Is text a triumph? You know what, honestly, in the circumstance, I am not, you know, I'm not honestly interested in having any combative discussion with anybody, you know, in that way. You know, so I'm not sure it would work. But if Dr. Minnis or anybody wants, if he's interested, I would simply ask questions that I think one would ask of somebody contesting for the leadership of a party. I would do the same thing for Michael Pintard. You know, so there you go. There you go. This text says, good afternoon, sir. This is Minnis's last time running in, and for the FNM, his last call for him and his cronies dreaming and drinking in their arrogant juice to retirement. Wow. So, sir, please note that any FNM leader runs against Mr. Davis will go home a loser. Okay? This text is allowing you fair and balanced. These people can't be that dumb. They mean to tell me nobody read the bill. I believe the bill said exactly what they wanted it to say. No IRCA interrupting our profit making, but disclaimer, though fair, I can be unbalanced. Okay? This text says, people misinterpret the concept of forgiveness. Keane had to walk around with the consequences of his decision for the rest of his days. And that consequence was so heavy that he told God, if people saw this, they will kill him. That is true. That is very true. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God spares life. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. And tomorrow we can do music. We can do music tomorrow, okay? God be bad music.
Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Reggae King, The Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, The National Insurance Board, The National Youth Guard, RF Bank and Trust, World Star Assurance, and the World Athletics World Relays.